Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
We have a new update this morning from the Storm Prediction Center on our severe storm chances tomorrow afternoon. I'll walk you through the brand new timing as well coming up.
I saw it coming toward me and I just hit brakes.
Wait to see this. Crews are working this morning nearly 12 hours after a dump truck smashed right through an intersection and took out power poles and traffic lights. The ongoing traffic impacts right now from a crash that witnesses say they couldn't believe.
The Supreme Court is set to decide today on the fate of the main drug used for medication abortions. We're just hours away from a ruling that could set the tone for the future of health care. We're here to set the tone for what we hope will be a smooth Friday morning. We also have important weather information that you need to know for tomorrow. Thanks for joining us. I'm Renee Chu.
And I'm Jeff Hogan. Thanks for making us part of your routine here on a Friday. We've had some rocky weekends here, recent past right now. Anthony Baglione is over in the WRO Severe Weather Center in for Elizabeth Gardner right now with what we're looking for ahead tomorrow.
I don't know what it is with the weekends, guys, where we just keep having these storm systems come in and bring lots of rainfall and that chance for some storms. This one tomorrow here has been a little bit upgraded here as far as this morning is concerned from the Storm Prediction Center. What they've done is they've taken this level two risk where you see that yellow color contour where the greatest potential is here of that strong storm chance, and they've pushed it a little bit further west. So this does include all of the triangle right now, and it does drop off as you head toward Greensboro and western North Carolina, but most of our viewing area is included in this. We could be seeing maybe an isolated tornado as well. Large hail is a potential and maybe some damaging wind gusts here throughout the day. Here is future cast. Notice we start the day off here pretty dry. I'm not too concerned as you're waking up tomorrow morning. You should be able to rest easy for anything going on here. The Tar Heel 10 miler as well, looking pretty good. Maybe a few isolated showers by the end of that. But this does start to increase into the afternoon as we head after 1-2 o'clock or so, and then continues here probably up until about 6 to 7 p.m. So just make sure to stay weather aware tomorrow. It is all out of here by about 7 p.m. and we should see a dry start to our Sunday morning. But tomorrow could be a little bit rocky. So of course, make sure to stay weather aware here, Brian.
All right, it is now 6:02 as we take a live look at South Raleigh. This is South Saunders Street at the I-40 interchange. Downtown Raleigh would be on the other side of this camera. That is the ramp from 40 eastbound onto the southbound side of South Saunders Street. And everything's flowing freely through there. No delays on South Saunders coming in from Garner this morning on into downtown Raleigh. And around the rest of the triangle right now, just checked, and we're not seeing any crashes anywhere in Wake County. And right now, no delays on 40 westbound coming in from Johnston County around the Clayton bypass.
Brian, thanks. Crews are working right now to clean up a busy intersection in Johnston County nearly 12 hours after a dump truck took out four power poles. WRAL's Nia Harden joins us live from Smith Creek Road in Smithfield with what she's learned about the driver and how this could affect the morning drive. Nia.
Yeah, this morning, if you're heading out and you need to go through the Johnston County Highway 70 area, you are going to want to be careful and give yourself some extra time. You can see why here. We're talking about more than a handful of trucks that we're looking at from crews as they are working to get this all untangled. They're fixing traffic lights. There's wires that are messed up, as well as poles that are on the ground broken. All of this happening after that crash, and now we're hearing about Swift Creek Road that will not open until 6 o'clock tonight, possibly, and that's during rush hour time. The dump truck driver accused of a hit and run is now in custody after returning to this scene. Investigators say the driver plowed into traffic poles that landed on six cars. The driver kept going while dragging traffic lights for more than a block. One driver says he saw what happened and that he had to react fast.
I said, "Oh Lord, what in the world are you doing?" And about that time, he went right through the light there, and I was pulled back. And when it hit, I saw it coming towards me, and I just hit brakes, and everything fell right and dead in front of my truck, and hit the truck right on top up there, and hit my bumper.
Now, thankfully, no one was hurt yesterday in all of this, but the damages totaling up to $75,000, if not more. And we're still waiting to find out what that truck driver faces as far as charges. Nia Harden, WRAL News in Johnston County.
And happening right now in the WREL Live Center, we are following some breaking news out of Goldsboro this morning. Goldsboro police say just after 11:30 last night, they responded to reports of a male shooting victim on Harding Drive. They say the victim is Tyreek Artis. He was shot in the chest area. He was airlifted to ECU Health in Greenville. They say he is currently in stable condition this morning. We are working to figure out more information about this, how many people were involved. The investigation, they say, is still developing this morning.
WRL is working to learn more about a shooting involving a child. Our breaking news tracker was on the scene hours ago on Johnsdale Road in Raleigh. Investigators say it happened just after 8 Thursday night. Police tell us the child was taken to the hospital and is expected to survive. As of right now, they haven't released the child's name or what led up to that shooting. We do know officers are not looking for a suspect in this case.
The rider of a dirt bike is dead after being hit by a tanker truck in Johnson County. The crash happened around 10 last night at US 70 and US 70A west of Princeton. Highway Patrol told our crew at the scene that the bike rider pulled into the path of the truck and was hit. The dirt bike had no lights on. Authorities say no charges will be filed against the truck driver.
The Supreme Court faces another self-imposed deadline today that could determine the fate of the main pill used for medication abortions. The court is expected to decide today whether to uphold a lower court's ruling that would restrict access to mifepristone. Both the Justice Department and the company that makes the drug are asking the court to step in after a Texas judge issued a block of the FDA's previous approval of the pill. The justices are scheduled to meet for a private conference today.
Bills that would ban students who identify as transgender from playing girls' sports are gaining steam. The state Senate approved its own version of the legislation yesterday, one day after the House passed one. The Senate bill would ban anyone assigned male on their birth certificate from competing on girls' teams. LGBTQ advocates say the bill is legalized discrimination against transgender students who are already at an increased risk of suicide. Those in favor of the bill say polls show most people support a ban.
The owner of Taz Supermarket remains in jail this morning without bond. 60-year-old Tazir Zarka appeared in court for the first time on Thursday, just hours after being arrested late Wednesday night. He is charged with murdering 27-year-old Mark Garrity Jr. Investigators say Zarka accused him of stealing moments before a fight broke out in that store in downtown Raleigh. Witnesses say Zarka stabbed the victim several times. The man who killed five co-workers at a Louisville bank earlier this month left detailed notes, including one revealing part of his goal in all that was to show how easy it is for a person dealing with a serious mental illness to buy an assault-style weapon. That's according to law enforcement sources who shared those details with CNN. They say Connor Sturgeon bought the AR-15-style rifle he used in the shooting 7 days before he brought it to the bank. Under Kentucky law, he was only required to fill out a form for the ATF and to undergo an FBI records check.
One of downtown Raleigh's biggest events of the year is happening this weekend. This is a live look at Fayetteville Street, where Brugaloo will get started tonight. Tens of thousands of beer lovers are expected to come downtown for the festival. There will be a sampling event tonight from 6 to 10 with limited releases, barrel-aged beers, and sours. The main event is tomorrow from noon to 8, no matter the weather.
Saturday, we are looking at maybe potentially some showers, but good news, water and beer still go very well together. And so we will be happening rain or shine. In case of any lightning, there is a 30-minute delay. We just ask that you kind of seek some shelter for that time period.
The festival will have music, food trucks, and much more. Coming up in our next half hour, WRO's Laura Levine has more about parking and security plans for the big event.
Carolina Hurricanes can take a commanding 3-0 lead in their opening round of the Stanley Cup playoff series tonight. They are facing off with the New York Islanders after beating them twice at home at PNC Arena. They go on the road. Tonight, they will play without star forward Teuvo Teravainen. He broke his hand in game 2. Puck drop for tonight's game, 7 p.m.
SpaceX says the explosion of its Starship rocket after launch is a learning experience. How NASA is responding as it plans to one day send astronauts back to the moon on that rocket.
And big new development in the investigation into a deadly shooting on the set of Rust. Star actor Alec Baldwin no longer facing charges in the case.
And you can rest easy as far as the forecast is concerned today. Temperatures warm in the mid to upper 80s once again this afternoon. We'll go over our weather alert day, though, for tomorrow and those storm chances, plus a look at the rest of the weekend coming up.
As you get into your car, tune to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
Welcome back at 6:12 on this Friday morning. Let's talk about here our potential for some strong storms as we head into tomorrow. Today, of course, you can rest easy. It's just going to be another warm one. But I want to focus here on where we do have that potential for a few isolated tornadoes outlined by the Storm Prediction Center tomorrow. This really is focused here north and east of the triangle. And so if you're in a place like Rocky Mount heading up towards South Hill, Virginia, that's where I do think we could see a few of these potentially rotating cells as we head into tomorrow. Nearly our entire viewing area, in fact, our entire viewing area does have that potential for some strong storms, though, tomorrow. Isolated tornadoes, especially up to the north and east, damaging wind gusts, and maybe some large hail here as we go throughout tomorrow. Just make sure to keep an eye to the sky as we go throughout our Saturday.
All right, 6:13 right now as we take a look at weather and traffic every 10 minutes. Going to head out to the Beltline for that live camera at Capitol Boulevard. And it's getting busier out there in both directions of 440, but still moving along nicely. That westbound trip from I-87 around to Wade Avenue is looking good. Taking a look at your major approaches into Raleigh, just now starting to notice some delays building on 40 westbound around the Clayton Bypass. About a 1 minute slowdown overall as you head into Garner. But coming in from Wake Forest, no problems on southbound Capitol Boulevard, Jeff.
Thanks, Brian. New developments out of Washington, D.C. this morning. We have learned when President Joe Biden will make his official reelection announcement. It'll be soon. Biden's advisors say they plan to launch the campaign as early as Tuesday with a video message. April 25th marks the anniversary of Biden's 2020 campaign announcement.
Alec Baldwin is no longer facing involuntary manslaughter charges. Prosecutors dropped the charges yesterday, the same day production resumed on the film Rust. Things were put on hold back in October of 2021 following the deadly incident on set. That was when a prop gun Baldwin was holding fired and killed cinematographer Helena Hutchins. The film's armorer is still charged with involuntary manslaughter.
One of the Tennessee lawmakers expelled from the legislature after joining a protest against gun violence will be in Raleigh next week. Representative Justin Pearson will be the keynote speaker for the North Carolina Black Alliance's annual summit. That conference brings together black public officials in the state. It'll be held April 27th and 28th at the Raleigh Marriott Crabtree Valley. Meanwhile, one of the leaders in the Republican caucus who voted to expel Pearson resigned last night. It comes after a local reporter uncovered an ethics inquiry into GOP Representative Scotty Campbell, who faced allegations of sexual misconduct.
SpaceX says it is reviewing data and planning for its next test launch after its Starship rocket exploded minutes after liftoff. SpaceX says yesterday's launch was a success despite the explosion. Elon Musk called it an exciting test launch and said the team learned a lot. Starship is set to play a key role in NASA's plans to get people back to the moon. This morning on Today, NASA Administrator Bill Nelson talks about the faith the agency has in the program.
Some things didn't work. They'll correct that. They have a new, more sophisticated rocket in a couple of months. They'll launch and they'll be successful.
This morning on Today, more about what's next for SpaceX and NASA. Today airs right after this newscast at 7 on WREL.
Springtime means a lot of events are happening every weekend.
Here's a look at WREL Out and About's best bets. Let's start off with some live music in Durham. Ben Rector is playing at the Durham Performing Arts Center tonight. It's part of his Old Friends acoustic tour. The show will feature Jordy Searcy and Stephen Day. Tickets are still available.
Scientists of all ages will want to check out the Triangle SciTech Expo at the North Carolina Museum of Natural Sciences on Saturday. There will be activities like paper airplane making and exhibits about robots and 3D printing. The event will run from 10 to 5. It's indoors. The admission is free.
And this weekend is Earth Day. You can celebrate by going to Durham Central Park on Sunday from noon to 5 p.m. This festival will include earth-friendly activities, vendors, music, and food. A great family-friendly pick. Admission is free. So Friday's weather, Sunday's weather looking good. Saturday is the big concern.
That is the WRL Weather Alert Day. Anthony Baglione in the WRL Severe Weather Center right now. What's this, like 50 weekends in a row we've had some rain?
Yeah, something like that. We just can't get a break here as far as the storm systems coming through and those chances for showers here. The good thing is, though, as you mentioned it, I do think we will manage to salvage our Sunday, and today is looking pretty good. It's kind of sandwiched right in between tomorrow that we're seeing some rough weather. Look at, though, the forecast for the Tar Heel 10-miler tomorrow morning. Isolated showers by the end of it, but for the most part, the severe potential should not be here. We'll just plan for some of those 20-30% chances here tomorrow by about 9 to 10 a.m. It'll be pretty comfortable, temperatures in the 60s, so that is a bit of good news here for that event. We have Brugaloo also going on, though, a big event here across the area. Unfortunately, scattered showers and storms are likely tomorrow, about a 90% chance there at 3 o'clock, 60% chance at 6. This is that time frame, too, when I know we have a lot of people out there, a lot of people trying to enjoy, but we also are going to be tracking that potential for some of these to be stronger as well. So just keep that in mind as you're headed out tomorrow. Maybe have a backup just in case so you can keep yourself safe and your family as well if you're headed out. Here's what we're looking at, though, for future casts. So we start off tomorrow morning, a few isolated showers, not anything too widespread by that point. We bump it ahead to about 10 a.m. lunchtime. It starts to fill in here, especially after lunchtime. Any one of those little cells that you see trying to get going, they're very discrete cells, not necessarily part of a line. They have that potential for some strong to severe storm or cells, like I said, as they push through, that damaging wind gust potential, maybe some isolated tornadoes, especially north and east of the triangle. That will kind of be round one. There will also be a line coming through tomorrow, probably by about 3 to 4 p.m. or so. That will push out of here by, let's say, 7. I think by 7, we're looking a lot better, 8 o'clock as well. But we will see that line kind of a pretty potent part of it here, I think, pushing through late tomorrow afternoon. We do have that level 2 risk from the Storm Prediction Center for most of our viewing area. Our far northwestern counties included in the level 1. But what I will say is, if you see your town here across our map, just plan for that potential to see some strong storms tomorrow during the day. Here's where we sit right now. It is very mild out there this morning. 61 in Durham and Raleigh, 55 in Roxborough. Today, no issues. Head outside. Enjoy. Just make sure to stay hydrated this afternoon. We're at 86 degrees at 3 o'clock. A lot of sunshine. It should be actually a pretty nice forecast, kind of like what we saw yesterday. Just definitely on the warm side, even just plain hot here in some areas. We're going to be at 74, though, our weather alert day for us tomorrow. 69 on Sunday. Much cooler weather, relatively speaking, as we head into next week, Brian. So certainly a big pattern flip after this weekend.
Nice to see those cooler temperatures. It is now 619, almost 620 as we check in around the triangle. Just seeing those delays on 40 westbound right around the Clayton bypass. About a 1 minute slowdown overall coming in from the Cleveland community toward Garner. And as we take a look around the rest of the triangle with those live sensor readings not picking up any big backups. Do want to talk about that crash in Johnston County from last night. Still an active scene this morning at Swift Creek Road at 70 Business where they're still cleaning up that intersection. Swift Creek Road is closed in that area. Best alternate route to get around that as you head away from the Smithfield area back up toward Clayton is going to be Little Creek Church Road to Rock Pillar Road. You can rejoin Swift Creek Road on the other side of that closure. Also look out for some lane closures in both directions of 70 Business right now.
A North Carolina man accused of shooting a child and her parents is now under arrest. The new information we are learning about that scene as the suspected shooter is in custody hundreds of miles away. Plus,
We're all brothers in this.
A hero's welcome for a fallen soldier. Fellow service members gather to pay their respects as he made his final journey.
And winning lottery numbers are on your screen right now.
This What's Trending report, sponsored by Rug and Home.
6:24 right now. Peter Parker fans might have some binge watching to do this weekend.
Brian Schrader here now with What's Trending.
Yeah, Disney Plus is offering the Tobey Maguire Spider-Man trilogy as well as The Amazing Spider-Man for streaming starting today. Sony owns those films, so they haven't previously been available on the platform. Disney Plus will also add Spider-Man Homecoming and Venom next month.
Yeah, Venom May 12th, but the others, I mean, today. And they've been worked out this deal. Sony and Disney finally got the deal done. We're wondering when and what it was going to be. This is big.
I take your word for it. That's a big deal.
Yeah. Spidey? Come on.
Spidey
He's
on
huge.
Disney Plus.
Yeah.
There you go. This is also a big deal. One of the biggest cats you will ever see has a brand new home. This is Patches, who weighs more than 40 pounds. His previous owner dropped him off at an animal shelter in Virginia, and he went viral immediately when the shelter posted him on Facebook, and a new owner took him in just hours later.
Oh, lots to love with Patches. It is the largest cat that shelter has ever seen. And they did blood work on him. I mean, he's pretty healthy, no thyroid, diabetes issues. But they're just hoping that the new family can kind of put him on a special diet, on a fitness journey, so he can just be a little more comfortable. But, ooh,
yeah,
that's a load there in the arms.
He's big boned, for sure. Reminds me of Garfield, if he was orange.
Yeah. Brian, thank you. So yesterday, I had the chance to do something I've never done before, throw the ceremonial first pitch at a baseball game. The Heritage Middle School Patriots in Wake Forest invited me out to their game. Look, I've never played softball, but I still said yes to this. I got a crash course from assistant coach Courtney Tillman. He helped me warm up my arm with a few test pitches, and then the moment of truth.
I'm just...
It made it across home plate.
It's amazing. It is amazing.
Kind of, yeah.
No, it did. That is a strike from 60 feet away. That is a fantastic throw. Look at the little, a little wind-up going on there. I mean, the number one rule is don't bounce it to the plate. And you didn't. You're perfect.
I was so nervous. But what a thrill. But I was just happy I didn't hurt anybody in the process.
No.
And the team was great. It was fun just being out there.
Maybe your arm a little bit.
A little sore today. For sure.
The Bulls called. They want you to go to Tampa Bay and play in the big leagues.
Put me in. 6:26 now. We have much more news to come.
The countdown is on. We are just hours away from the largest craft beer festival kicking off here in downtown Raleigh tonight. But rain is in the forecast for tomorrow. Just ahead, we hear from event organizers how they're planning to still have a safe and fun event.
And cleanup is more than 12 hours in here in Johnston County. On U.S. Highway 70, coming up, we're going to tell you when they expect to get this all cleaned up.
And we're on track to see another warm day today with high temperatures in the mid to upper 80s. Definitely warm, but most of us going to see some changes here this weekend. Cooler weather and some strong storms. I'll go over the timing here on those storms coming up after the break.